This is HPR episode 2036 entitled Glasgow Podcrawl 2016. It is hosted by Dave Morris and is about 29 minutes long. The summary is, Kevi and Dave invite you to the 2016 Glasgow Podcrawl.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, hello, and welcome to HPR special on an upcoming event. Now, this should be the social event of the year, and certainly north of the border. And we're going to talk about Podcrawl Glasgow 2016. So I'm Kevi, joined tonight by Dave. How are you tonight, Dave?
Hi, Kevi. I'm great, thank you.
And this will now be the third year of Podcrawl Glasgow. And in fact, last year was your first year, wasn't it, Dave?
It was. It was fun, actually. It was fun. I tracked the vast distance from Edinburgh to Glasgow. It's half an hour on the bus. It's pretty good. There's a lot of people who go to and from Glasgow. So there's lots and lots of transport between the two. So it was great. It was really good. Good way to meet people and get out and have a few jars and a chat.
Yes, indeed. I suppose we'd better start with the what it is, of course. I mean, well, it doesn't really take too much of a Sherlock Holmes to figure out what Podcrawl is. So was that the first Podcrawl you'd actually been to, Dave?
Yes, it was. Yes. I've never been to anything quite like that before.
Yeah, so it is literally aimed, I'm not going to say exclusive. I mean, it's mainly aimed at podcasters and also people who appear on podcasts. So what I mean to that is, you know, maybe local bands, musicians, anything like that. So aimed at them and just having one or two Iron Brew, of course, you know, nothing much stronger. No, I'm only kidding. Yes, one or two jars of fine ale, because every bar we have visited, we have a policy of they must sell real ale, and they must also, if they play music, it's got to be low down. So really, if you're in for a raving night on the lager, yeah, this ain't your scene at all.
Well, it was a bit of a relief for me, I must admit, because I'm not that sort of person, I'm afraid.
No, even in my younger days, I wasn't that sort of person. I always liked to go to the pub for a yarn. I was never one for the whole clubland scene and the loud music, whatever. You just couldn't hear yourself talk.
Yeah, I know. Much as I love Og Camp, the social events at last year's Og Camp were in very, very, very loud sort of club type places, and surprising number of people who just sort of disappeared outside and stood out on the street chatting, because it's impossible to hold much of a conversation inside, you know. So lots of people think that way, I think.
The worrying thing is you're probably more encouraging people just to take up smoking as they have an excuse to go outside.
That happened too, yeah.
Yeah, I can't believe it. So we're going to meet in, no surprise, in Glasgow. Yes, it's Glasgow city centre. And the place we're going to meet at is the State Bar. And that is in Holland Street. Now, if you're not really sure where that is, it's in Sochi, it's just off Sochi Hall Street. It's perpendicular to Sochi Hall Street. There, if you're heading from, walking down from the pedestrianised area of Sochi Hall Street, just keep on going until essentially you see a bar with loads of flags at it. It's called the Campus Bar, it's a student bar. That's on your right-hand side. It's just a wee bit further down, and on the left is Holland Street. But just in case people aren't so familiar with Glasgow, I made a blog post about this, and I put a map on it which shows where the bar is in comparison to both the train stations and the bus station. So, to be honest, it's not that difficult to get to from all three.
No, I can vouch for that. I uh, I had no idea where it was when I came in on the bus last year, but it was very, very easy, especially with OpenStreetMap on the phone and everything. It was pretty simple to find, I have to say.
Yes, and even if you get to the wrong end of Holland Street, Holland Street's really not that long either.
Yeah, it's a handy place. It's close enough to all of those amenities. So even if you were coming in from the airport, you'd probably come in to the bus station, I guess, if you come in from the airport. So it would not be very far away from there either, would it?
No, there are slightly closer places, but you'd have to kind of know Glasgow. I would probably recommend, if you're coming in from the airport, you could probably nip off somewhere along Hope Street. There's plenty, probably slightly there towards the upper end of Hope Street, and you can get to it that way. So, but I mean, it's very, very easy, as I said. And the easiest way is just go to kevi.co.uk. And I put it this way, I don't exactly blog post very much these days, so chances are it'll be one of the most recent blog posts.
Oh, that's useful. Yeah, yeah. And having some sort of a guide or a map is good, just to get people heading off in the right direction and so on.
Yes, indeed. So now, of course, you get to the bar. You may think, I don't know what any of these guys look like. Oh, well, we've got an easy spot for that. There's three people. Now, Dave's chickened out for some reason. I don't know why. But there's three of us who are going to be wearing T-shirts with the logo, which is slightly different this year. I went for a slightly different logo. The logo for Glasgow Pod Crawl and our names on the back of it. And the three people are myself. That's going to have Kevy on the back. Andrew, who I do Tux Jam with, he is going to have McNalu, M-C-N-A-L-U. And Andrew Gregory is just going to have Andrew on the back of his. So if you see any of us, there you go. You know that you're in the right place.
Yeah, I'd never met you guys before. And I certainly found you pretty easily. Mind you were right close to the door and you were watching out for people and stuff. And I don't know who spotted who first when I came in, but I thought, those guys look like they might. Ah, yes, yes, these are them.
Yes. Well, I've just realised we've got the what, but we haven't got the when. So it is going to be July the 29th, which is a Friday, and it's going to kick off at 6 p.m. That's in the State Bar.
That's good. Yeah, that was pretty much the time we did last year, wasn't it? Was it six? Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Yes, it was 6 o'clock. Well, I'm just using that because it's if people want to come along just for one or two, that's fine. I don't know why you would, right enough, but you know, you are welcome to come for one or two at 6 o'clock. But also, I mean, it's a decent enough night. I mean, I think last time it went on till it went on till I think about midnight ish, and then there was a we continued, myself and McNally continued the party back at his house.
Yes, I was well out of the way by then. I my energy is not what it used to be when I was younger, so I ducked out earlier. Still had fun, mind you.
Well, I must admit, I'll tell you one thing that's killed us off. Andrew killed us off. Andrew McNally, that is, killed us all off. We had been to a few different bars, and then he says, right, we're going to the Three Judges in Partick. It's on Dumbarton Road. They have the world's most amazing pork pies. And actually, to be fair, I don't actually say that. He said they had very good pork pies. I think when I was with a few more beers in it, yeah, these are amazing. But we had there, and they were very, very good. They were butcher pork pies, and they were quite a size. Oh, my word. See, after eating these, I just couldn't drink any more beer. I was so full, and my head started going down. I went, this is crazy. What's knocked you out? Not a beer, not a whiskey, a pork pie.
I'm envisaging something about the size of a small car wheel or something that you're chewing your way through there.
No, not quite that bad. It was certainly, you know, if you go and get one in the local supermarket, you get, there's obviously the mini pork pies, and then there's the ones that are kind of meant to be like a full, almost like a meal in itself kind of size.
Yeah, I know. From your description, I had to, you know, like sort of two hands had to hold it and get some help off somebody else type of thing.
No, well, that's the way it probably did feel like after all the beer we had.
Yeah. Well, that was good. Did you go to eat before you before you met at six. That was one of the things that I was asking you about last year. Did you eat before or did you eat on the way?
I ate before I went. Oh, yeah, because on the first year, we were running late, myself and... I'm just going to say it. I'll just say, if I'm referring to Andrew, I'll call him McNally, because there's too many Andrews here. The first year went, myself and McNally ran short of time and we had to race to the bar and we hadn't eaten anything. And after two drinks, we're like, hey, we've got to eat something. We're going to be sound asleep by 8 o'clock if we don't. So with that, so yes, this time I had something before going there. There are one good thing about Glasgow is there's plenty of places if you want to go eat. There's also plenty of chippies and things like that if you just want to catch something on the go. There's, when you come out of both Central Queen Street and Buchanan Street bus station, there is basically a McDonald's or one of the other fast food joints, more or less within 100 yards of you leaving the stations.
Yeah, I had no trouble. I found a Chinese place just up the road towards the State Bar and dropped in there for something quick. They were, you know, people, restaurants catering for the sort of show and cinema and theatre trade and stuff, prepared to give you something relatively small quickly, you know. There's plenty of that at that time of the evening.
Yes, indeed. There's, and the other good thing about it is, the state doesn't, as far as I'm aware, but a lot of the bars in Glasgow do very good pub grub as well. So even if you wanted to go a bit earlier, you certainly could and get a meal before 6 o'clock. Certainly plenty of them serve food from, well, basically all day, after midday.
Yeah, yeah, it is. I mean, it's the sort of city where there'll be plenty of all sorts of food out there. So it's not really a big issue. And it's not as if the State Bar is far away from those sorts of places. So it's great.
No, not at all. In fact, if I remember rightly, I think that the corner between Holland Street and Sochi Hall Street, although I'm not 100% sure, it's either the corner or it's maybe the next one, it might be Holland Street, there is a chippy on the corner, because that's where myself and McNally got the chippy 2 years ago, because we just went to the closest place to get something.
yeah. Okay. Well, I think people can just work that out. I was just wondering if we should be pointing places out, but that would be a big task, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would be. And the problem is, with me not living in Glasgow, I live in the Isle of Lewis now, so I'm only down every so often. And places, which one play thing you find is places that some used to sell good food or sometimes sold food, sometimes stopped selling food. Like one of the places we were in, the Pot Still, 2 years ago, we didn't go last year, 2 years ago went to the Pot Still, and they used to sell good beer. They still sell good beer. They used to sell great pub grub, because I remember being in there one time and had, I think it was like a mini mixed grill, and I had it with the pint of real ale, and I remember thinking this was absolutely perfect. But then I went in there 2 years ago, not the night of the pod crawl, but that same week, I went in there to get something to eat. Oh, we don't sell food. And I was like, ah.
That's a shame. Yeah. I suppose it happens, but a lot of places do sell food these days. So it's so as you said, there should be plenty of other places to choose from.
Yes, indeed. But of course, we're not staying there all night. So what we're going to do is we're on various social media. We may even get someone on Facebook this year. I don't know. I'm not. But so what we're going to do is we're going to use the hashtag PodCrawlGlasgow. So if you're not sure, if you're thinking, oh, dash, right, I didn't get in until 8 o'clock, hashtag PodCrawlGlasgow, and just do a search, and we'll update on Twitter and GNU Social, and I'll try my best for Diaspora as well. Although Diaspora, for some reason lately, has been a bit unusable on a slow data connection. You have to more or less have your Wi-Fi on. So I will try my best on that. If somebody's on Facebook, I'll tell them to post. But unfortunately, just due to the target market, there's probably not going to be a lot of Facebook users among us.
Yeah, I would imagine that's true. Certainly not one myself. So, yeah.
Yes, indeed. So we're not going to stay, like I said, in the State Bar all night. Actually, it wouldn't bother me because it's a good bar, but I suppose people want to see more than one place.
Yeah, I enjoyed the variety. As I said, I didn't come with you to all of them, but the ones that I saw, certainly some interesting places and some interesting different whiskies and other tipples available at the different places. That's the fun of it, I think.
Yes, indeed. Of course, you know, you don't have to be drinking beer on this. You can, as you said, Dave, you can also enjoy whiskey, and there's a whole variety now. Now, that's one thing I must admit that I would like to see on this year's pod crawl is more of the kind of more localized stuff. I'm just meaning just things like, well, there's an Aberdeen company now doing rum, and there's, I have a funny feeling there's vodka being brewed distilled in Scotland now as well somewhat. I wonder if we'll see many of those things.
That's interesting. Yeah. I went to a place in Edinburgh called Summer Hall, which is the old veterinary school, which is now a place where the Edinburgh Science Festival has its venue. And they have a gin distillery in there that you can get little tours around and a wee sample as well. So, and a brewery. It's got a little brewery as well. Barney's Ales, I think it's called. So, yeah, it's great to see all these things happening. People making all manner of interesting stuff like that.
Yes, that's it. So if you feel like this could be something, then we'd love to see you there. So far, the confirmed ones are myself and yourself, Dave, who are all been well. And there's McNalu and Andrew Gregory. There's a few more, but I'm not going to say any because basically I've not asked their permission and I don't want to say something and then something happens. But hopefully there should be quite a good crew there this year.
I have a pal who I mentioned this to last year, and he couldn't actually come along last year, but he might be available this time. It's open to sort of, you know, significant others and friends and acquaintances as well, I'm sure, isn't it?
Oh, yes. I mean, we're not going to stop anybody from coming. I mean, let's be honest, it's anybody who... You know, it's not just for podcasters. It's anybody who listens to podcasts, anybody who's maybe been involved in one, but anybody who's got a general interest even in the subjects. I mean, there is nobody we would want to exclude. Maybe except a pill popping teeny raver, but you know, really, I doubt they'd want to come to a real ale bar anyway, to be honest.
No, not with the likes of us, I wouldn't have thought either. And it's probably a good thing for somebody who is interested in the prospect of getting into podcasting. I say that because my pal Tom is quite keen to do something, you know, contribute to HBR or do something of his own or something like that. So, you know, it's nothing quite like being able to chat to people who are already into that type of thing to give you some pointers in the right direction.
Oh, yes, definitely. And the one thing I will say is to anybody who's thinking about getting involved in it is that whatever you can think of, it doesn't seem to matter how niche it might be. There probably already is a podcast somewhere in the world that covers it.
Oh, that's true.
You know, there are so many. So, you know, it's good to actually get a whole variety of people there. So if you think, yeah, I've got an idea for a podcast, you know, please come along. I mean, if nothing else, it'll build up your listener base because you'll already be telling us about it and we'll be looking out for it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, you get an audience to start you off. That would be a good way to head off into that world. Yeah, great idea.
One thing that is worth noting, and this is maybe to our listeners from outside of Scotland, because I certainly know on the continent and even in England, it's kind of quite normal to have family bars. Licensing laws in Scotland are quite different. Children are welcome in some bars, but very often only until about 7 o'clock, and it's only with a meal. Although they're called public houses, they're really only public houses for the over 18. So I would recommend that if you've got a family, it may be better to have a babysitter for that night.
Yeah. The sort of bars we're going to are not going to be particularly child friendly. They're pretty adult friendly, but they're not really geared up for children, are they?
No, well, to be honest, I think that's just generally a lot of bars in Scotland. I mean, we don't have the culture of the Europeans, really, where, you know, it's a norm for the whole family to be out. I mean, it's still a bit alien to us. We still, to be honest, it's still actually quite alien to, well, certainly a lot of the bars we go to see too many females.
Yeah. I can believe that too. It's straight. Yeah.
Although, to be honest, I would love to see some females there this year because you'd be the first ever females at Podcrawl Glasgow. We've had exclusively males the last 2 years.
Well, that would be good, yes. It's a thing that should be pushed against. Not that we're exclusive in any way, but there is something about pub culture in some parts of the world that, you know, it doesn't seem all that welcoming if you're female, but... Hopefully we will be very welcoming and
we will try our best to be as welcoming as to whatever you are. Please be over 18, otherwise we might get chucked out. Yeah, so, well, is there anything else you would like to add? Is there anything I've forgotten?
I can't think of anything else, actually, Kevy. I think we covered all of the issues that we thought about last year and then had sort of extra thoughts about afterwards and so on. So I can't think of anything else to add to it. Everybody's very welcome and we look forward to seeing you.
Yes, indeed. And if there are any further questions, one thing I've just thought of is if there's any further questions, then please feel free to contact me. Now, because we're currently in a kind of changeover with a podcast, I would normally go out the podcast email, but instead I'll give out... my email, and I'm brave here. It's K McPhail, that's all one word, that's KMACPHAIL at yahoo.com. So K McPhail at yahoo.com if you have any questions. So please feel free. Like I said, if you're going to come along, brilliant, we'd love to see you. If you come along late, then just search on Twitter or GNU Social, search the hashtag PodcrawlGlasgow, and we'll keep you up to date as to where we're moving to. Although, now, it would be great to actually beat the record of distance travelled, because 2 years ago, in the very first one, we were joined by somebody from Mexico. I think it was. Was he Mexican or US? He was Marxist vegan on old Identica. I think he's on GNU Social as well now.
Right. I remember you telling me about this. I don't remember where he came from now. So I can't help you there, I'm afraid.
I think he was either American and lived in Mexico, or he was maybe Mexican and lived in America. I can't remember which way around it was. But yeah, that's terrible. The guy comes all the way across and all the way up to Glasgow and... can't even remember his exact name, but I do remember he's at Marxist Vegan, and he was on Identica. I'm pretty sure he's now on GNU Social.
Oh well, hope he can make it again, eh?
Oh yes, indeed. But like I said, everybody's welcome. So please, like I said, even if it's just coming along for, if you live in Glasgow or live near Glasgow and you just want to come along for maybe a couple of pints, more than welcome. If you think, yeah, sounds good, let's go for the whole night. Yep, we shall do that too. You'll be, like I said, more than welcome.
Very cool.
Please do come along. Like I said, it'll be good night. It's for anybody who's got an interest in, whether it's techie, whether it's an interest you've got, anything you think could be for podcasting, or maybe you just like to listen to podcasts. Maybe you've been involved in them. So think of starting up your own. Then you'd be more than welcome. So on that note, I think we shall play out with a tune. What do you reckon?
Yes. Look forward to seeing everybody and let's go out in style.
Yes, indeed. So this is Darkman Sounds and the track is Beer.
Why? So why? Do I need to see? Oh, right. complicated.
Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.